If you love football, you'll love Football Talk with Dan Casper.
It is the Football with Dan Casper podcast. I am Dan Casper, getting you ready for week one of the 2017 NFL season. It's already here, folks. It's fall, and that means it's football season. Lots to talk about in episode one of this season's Football with Dan Casper podcast. I'm going to go over a bunch of predictions for the season, division winners, Super Bowl matchups, MVP predictions, offensive and defensive rookie of the years, defensive player of the year awards, all those sort of predictions. We're going to cover that. Going to go over my power rankings to start the season, 1 through 32. I'm going to go through all 32 teams and see where I have them rank as they get ready to start the season. Just on Thursday night here with the Patriots and the Chiefs, and this weekend with week one. Also going to go over some games to watch this weekend. Lots of good games for week one. And of course, the NFL likes to do that on purpose, so, you know, draw some attention right away to week one, get the hype going a little bit. There's some good matchups to get to. I got five games selected this weekend that I'm going to keep my eye on. But we're going to start off with some storylines, my storylines that I'm going to be following through this NFL season. And there's some good ones here, and I know I'm going to be missing out on some of them, but these are my top storylines that I'm going to be following throughout the NFL season. And it starts with the New England Patriots, defending Super Bowl champions, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, five Super Bowl championships with their time together in New England. I just want to see, what can they do next? Are they going to go after, are they going to get a sixth Super Bowl championship this year? Lots of talk about New England repeating again this year, and rightfully so. Look at all this whole offseason for the New England Patriots. It almost looks like not a completely different team, but a lot of new parts to this team. They go and get Brandon Cooks, which that trade looks a lot better right now without Julian Edelman. But they have him in the fold, no LeGarrette Blount for in the backfield for the New England Patriots. Some changes on defense with Gilmore coming over, the corner from Buffalo. So I'm curious to see what's next for New England. I mean, it seems like New England changes their team in some key different areas almost every season, and it's usually the same result, a deep run in the playoffs and a good shot at winning another Super Bowl. So I want to see what's next with this Patriots reign. Can they go after that sixth Super Bowl? Lots of talk that they're the easy favorites, and rightfully so. So I want to see what's next with New England Patriots. And I mentioned the Julian Edelman injury. I want to see how the New England Patriots combat that, how Tom Brady combats that. Yes, they have Cooks in the fold, but Edelman was easily, you know, Tom Brady's favorite target. He still has the Gronk. Rob Gronkowski's there, so that, you know, that you'd think that's going to increase his catches with Edelman no longer there in the fold, suffering that season-ending knee injury in the preseason. But I'm curious to see how the Patriots combat that injury. You would figure Cooks is going to get more time. Maybe Amendola, Gronk's going to get his touches. Maybe Dwayne Allen, the tight end, is going to get some more looks. But you know what? Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, they're going to figure it out. Josh McDaniels is going to figure it out. It's the Patriots. They usually know how to do this. I mean, for crying out loud, they went 3-1 to start the season last year without Tom Brady, with Jimmy Garoppolo and Jacoby Brissett at quarterback. So there's one team in the league that can combat a major injury. It's the New England Patriots. So one storyline I'm following this year is, what else do the Patriots have in store? I'm curious to follow this, because a lot of people don't like the New England Patriots, or, you know, they're maybe getting a little tired of seeing the New England Patriots keep winning. You know what? Just sit back and enjoy the ride, because when's the next time we're going to be seeing a team this dominant? You may not be a New England Patriots fan, but this is almost a once-in-a-lifetime thing, or once every, you know, generational type of team coming around here. Type once-in-a-generation, or maybe even once-in-a-century type coach and player, for crying out loud. Just enjoy the ride. And I know it's frustrating if you're not a Patriots fan, because all the Patriots do is win, but you may not see this type of dominance and this type of dynasty in a long time. So I'm curious to see what the Patriots have in store next. My other storyline, I'm looking at that Seattle Seahawks defense right now. They add in Richardson from the Jets. That defensive line, holy cow. I mean, looking at that defensive line, if I'm an opposing offensive line, I'm not saying I'm scared, but that's going to be a challenge. I mean, Richardson, Michael Bennett, you got Cliff Averill already there. You got Trent Clark on there who could be rotating in. You know, with the nickel packages, that is a dominant defensive line right there now for the Seattle Seahawks. And now you add that dominant defensive line to an already dominant secondary for the Seattle Seahawks, Earl Thomas, Richard Sherman, Chancellor. And now you look at the linebacking core, Bobby Wagner. You can seriously make the case that at every level of that Seattle Seahawks defense has at least one all-pro type caliber, a first-team all-pro caliber player there. Looking at the defensive line, Michael Bennett, Richardson, linebackers, you have Wagner, secondary, Earl Thomas, Richard Sherman. That defense, I'm curious to see how this defense plays this season. All the potential in the world. And I don't want to say, you know, best defense of all time right now before one game has been played. But looking at it on paper, right now they have a shot to do that. So I'm curious to see how all those personalities, fit on that defense. But that is on paper, that is one dominant looking defense right there. So I'm curious to see how well that Seattle defense is going to be playing this year. And looking at the other side of the ball, I'm going to the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers got some new toys this offseason. Martellus Bennett, Lance Kendricks. You put Ty Montgomery, who's now the full-time converted running back. Jordy Nelson coming off of his most improved season, 2 years removed from an ACL injury. Devontae Adams playing in a contract year. The Green Bay Packers offense, I think, is loaded. And we're going to see that matchup week one, that Seattle Seahawks defense going up against that Green Bay Packers offense week one. And we're going to touch on that game a little bit later. But another storyline is I want to see how that offense unfolds. Lots of talk about this Packers offense being one of the best, if not the best, in Mike McCarthy's era. And that's saying a lot if you go back to 2011 when they had all those receivers, Jennings, Nelson, James Jones, Randall Cobb, Driver, Jermichael Finley at the tight end position. I mean, there were so many receiving options there. Curious to see how this Packers offense plays now, because you added Martellus Bennett to this. I know they had Jared Cook last year, but Martellus Bennett's a better tight end. And then you add some depth with Lance Kendricks, and Richard Rodgers has been there for the last couple of years. Jordy Nelson, how much more does he have left in the tank? I'm curious to see that. So I want to see this Packers offense throughout this whole season. And Ted Thompson, who's Ted Thompson now? 7 free agent signings he did for the Green Bay Packers. 7 free agent signings. That's the most he's ever signed during his time as general manager for the Green Bay Packers. So I'm curious to see how those new free agents play in Green Bay, and to see if this maybe change of philosophy in Ted Thompson works for Green Bay this year, because the Green Bay Packers, again, are another favorite to go to the Super Bowl. Another storyline I'm following. I'm looking down at looking over in Florida in Miami, the Miami Dolphins. Jay Cutler, the new quarterback because of Ryan Tannehill going down with a knee injury. I'm curious to see, could Jay Cutler, depending on how he plays this season, with his familiarity with head coach Adam Gase, could Jay Cutler potentially maybe win the starting quarterback job for the Miami Dolphins for the future? There was a lot of talk about, is Ryan Tannehill the future at quarterback for the Dolphins heading into the season? Maybe a little hype surrounding Tannehill, lots of excitement surrounding Tannehill. Hasn't really quite lived up to that potential yet, and unfortunately he suffers a knee injury in preseason. But could Jay Cutler, depending on how he plays this season, could he win the job for the future? So I'm following that. I want to see how Jay Cutler plays down in Miami under head coach Adam Gase. And he has some good receivers and some good weapons down in Miami. So I'm curious to see how Jay Cutler does in Miami. Looking at the Cowboys, how is Dak Prescott going to do this year? Ezekiel Elliott, the suspension's still looming. He's going to be playing week one. I want to see, those two had some of the best rookie seasons of all time. I mean, Dak won Rookie of the Year last year. Could have easily gone to Ezekiel Elliott. I want to see how those guys do in year two. A lot of talk that maybe the Cowboys aren't going to be as good as last year, maybe coming down a little bit. I want to see if there's going to be a sophomore slump with Prescott, with Elliott, or anything like that. Those two rookies led the Cowboys last year. I want to see if they can make an improvement this year in year two, or are they going to take a little step down now that the rest of the league knows who they are? Tennessee Titans. Lots of hype for the Titans. I want to see if they're real. You look at all those power rankings out there, the Titans, and a lot of them are top 10. They're high. I mean, even around 7-6 or even 5. I want to see if the hype for the Tennessee Titans is real this year, because that AFC South division, it's up for grabs this year. So lots of talk about the Tennessee Titans. And finally, the other storyline I want to see is the Oakland Raiders. You get Marshawn Lynch out of retirement. You add Jared Cook for a car over there for another weapon there. I want to see the Oakland Raiders take the next step. Unfortunately, Carr got injured last season as they were going to the playoffs, and that easily sidetracked their path or their run through the playoffs. They lost to the Texans in the wild card round. Having Carr there, they probably would have won that game, and who knows how far they would have gone in the playoffs. But now I want to see the Raiders take the next step. They got a lot of nice weapons. They got a lot of nice players on that roster. Now it's time to take the next step and maybe see if the Raiders can compete against the New England Patriots or maybe even the Pittsburgh Steelers for supremacy in the AFC. All right, those are my storylines to follow. They're the storylines that I'm following this NFL season. Now it's time to do my power rankings. These are my power rankings heading into week one of the NFL season. Starting at number one, it's got to be the New England Patriots, defending Super Bowl champions. Until somebody knocks them down, or if they get off to a rough start this season, they're the number one team, and they still look like it. Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, they're adding Cooks, the wide receiver from New Orleans, into the mix, which is going to help ease the pain of losing Edelman to a season-ending injury. And of course, when you have Bill Belichick as your head coach, well, that doesn't help, or that doesn't hurt too much either. So the New England Patriots are my number one team in my power rankings. I'm going with the Seattle Seahawks at number two, because when you add in Richardson to that defense, with an already really good defense, Seattle's offense, their receiving options has been, you know, Russell Wilson has some of his better receiving options than he's had in a long time in Seattle. The number one key, though, for Seattle is going to be their offensive line. Can that offensive line hold up and keep Russell Wilson protected? Speaking of Eddie Lacy, the new running back in Seattle, curious to see how he does in Seattle as well. But Seattle's got a lot of nice playmakers on there. I'm really interested to see that defense. That defense can carry them to a Super Bowl championship. My third team, the Green Bay Packers. You know what? We're going to see number two and number three in week one. Seattle, Green Bay. Green Bay is going to be led by their offense with Aaron Rodgers. As long as the Green Bay Packers have number 12 in the fold, they're going to be a Super Bowl contending team. I think they've improved on defense, at least on paper. They've added some more weapons on offense for Aaron Rodgers. They're my number three pick. Number four, I got the Pittsburgh Steelers. Love that offense for the Steelers. You got Bell, you got Brown, you got Roethlisberger. Defense got better last year. Let's see how much more of improvement they can make. T.J. Watt has been lighting it up in preseason. Let's see if, you know, that young defense with another year under their belt, if they can take that next step. The Falcons I have at number five. I have the Raiders at number six. I have high expectations for those Oakland Raiders this year. The Dallas Cowboys I still have at number seven. I think the Cowboys may fall down a little bit this year, but you know what? They still have the best offensive line in football right now. And a lot depends on how much time Ezekiel Elliott is going to miss, and that's going to put more pressure on Prescott if he can lead this team. But they have a great offensive line. They have to still run behind it. They're going to give Prescott a lot of protection. The key for the Cowboys, can that defense play as well as they did last year? Number eight, I got the Kansas City Chiefs. Number nine, I have the New York Giants. I'm really high on the Giants this year. I love the fact that they brought in Brandon Marshall to team up with Odell Beckham Jr., Eli Manning. I mean, you got to be able to move the ball this year. Some questions at the running game. Can Perkins be that guy this year? How is the offensive line going to hold up for the Giants? But they got some nice weapons on offense, and they spent a boatload just over a year ago on that defense. Defense is going to be solid. Can the offense match it? I have high expectations for the Giants this year. Number 10, rounding out number 10, is the Houston Texans. They get J.J. Watt back this year. Be curious to watch that quarterback battle between Watson and Tom Savage. Who's Savage is going to start? How long is that going to last? I think it's a better option right now. I think they're in a better position at the quarterback spot than they were last year with Brock Osweiler. But now you get a healthy J.J. Watt back. That defense is going to be something to keep an eye on. I have the Texans at number 10. I have the Tennessee Titans at number 11. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 12, I think they could be a surprise team this year. Love some of the moves they made. DeSean Jackson recently just got TJ Ward. Mike Evans is going to be a stud this year, I think. Jameis Winston is going to take another step in the right direction. They still have Gerald McCoy on the defensive line over there. I really like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It would not surprise me to see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the top 10 in my power rankings sooner rather than later. Cardinals at number 13. I know that's a little bit high. They lost Campbell to Jacksonville from Campbell, the defensive lineman. I think that's a big hit for the Cardinals. But I can't see the Cardinals having another season like they did last year. A lot of hype surrounding the Cardinals last year. They failed to meet those expectations. This may be the last run for Carson Palmer and Larry Fitzgerald. I think the Cardinals will be a little bit better this year. They're at number 13 right now. I have the Vikings at 14. Love that defense at Minnesota. That's still going to be an extremely solid defense under Mike Zimmer over there. Sam Bradford, a full year under his belt with the Minnesota Vikings. He's more comfortable in that system. But again, that offensive line, are they going to be able to give Sam Bradford enough time back there? Dalvin Cook, the rookie running back, is going to be asked to do a lot in his rookie season. And so far, well, he's looked the part. But do the Vikings have enough on offense to help out Sam Bradford? And that offensive line is still shaky, but that defense can carry them to the playoffs this year. Denver Broncos, I have at number 15. A lot's going to depend on the quarterback position. Can Simeon lead them to the playoffs? They do lose a big playmaker in TJ Ward. That's a questionable move, in my opinion. But they still have the best pass rusher in the game in Von Miller. They still have some solid corners in Aqib Talib and Chris Harris. So the Broncos are at number 15. I got the Eagles at 16. I love that offense. I love what they did bringing in Alshon Jeffrey to that mix and Stallworth. I love what they're doing there. Doug Peterson putting some guys around Carson Wentz to make sure that Carson Wentz succeeds this season. So expect some big plays and some deep throws from that Philadelphia Eagles offense. Carolina Panthers at number 17. Really interested to see how Christian McCaffrey does this season. Lots of talk of how are the Carolina Panthers going to use him in the offense. So that's going to be something to keep an eye on. Baltimore Ravens, I have at number 18. The Washington Redskins, 19. The Dolphins at 20. That's another team I'm kind of keeping my eye on. Depending on how Jay Cutler plays, that team could rise up in the power rankings as well. San Diego Chargers at 21. Lots of love for the Chargers this year. I'm still a little questionable on them, but they have all the talent in the world to potentially make a run there. I'm going to go with the Lions at 22, Saints at 23, the Bengals at 24. I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills at 25, and the Jacksonville Jaguars, I'm going to go at 26, the Colts 27, the 49ers 28, the Rams 29, the Bears 30, and the Browns 31. And then I have the Jets rounding it out at 32 right there. So those are my power rankings for week one of this NFL season. So we'll see how those play out. Now it's time for some divisional rankings here for this upcoming season, or division predictions, excuse me. I'm going to go start off with the AFC North here, and I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I like that Pittsburgh Steelers offense with Bell, with Roethlisberger, and Brown. I think they could put up a lot of points. I think that defense is going to get better from last year. They took a step last year. I think the AFC North is the division for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Something would have to seriously go wrong for the Pittsburgh Steelers to lose this division. So my pick is the Pittsburgh Steelers for the AFC North. Looking ahead to the AFC South, this was kind of a toss-up for me. I could see any team winning this division. Andrew Luck, though, I think is a wild card. He's going to be missing some time to start off this season, so I don't think the Colts are in it. Jacksonville, if Jacksonville just had a quarterback that could be a little bit more consistent than Blake Bortles and Chad Henne, I think Jacksonville could be a team to watch. A lot of good pieces in Jacksonville, but the quarterback is still the biggest question mark on this team. So as much as I would like to put Jacksonville in there as a sleeper team, I don't think it's going to be Jacksonville. A lot of talk with the Tennessee Titans, and they could be here. Power running game. They got some nice options at the wide receivers position, but I'm going to go with the Houston Texans with the slightest edge right here. I think the Houston Texans are going to win the AFC South this year. AFC East, it's New England. Move on. There's nobody else in the AFC East that can compete with the New England Patriots. AFC West, I'm going with the Oakland Raiders. Lots of high hopes for the Oakland Raiders this year. Lots of high expectations for the Oakland Raiders this year. I think they take that next step and they win the division this year. NFC North, I'm going the Green Bay Packers. Minnesota Vikings could be a sneaky team this year. The NFC South, I'm going with the Atlanta Falcons right now. I think they repeat as division champions. The NFC East is another toss-up that I think this is. But the NFC East and the AFC South, I think, are the two most competitive divisions. But I'm going to go with the New York Giants right on this one. I like their defense. I like the addition of Brandon Marshall to help out Eli Manning. I think the Giants or the Cowboys just take a little step down. And I'm basing this a lot on Ezekiel Elliott also missing some time. So I think the fact that he may be missing some time is going to hurt the Dallas Cowboys. Philadelphia Eagles, don't sleep on them as well. They could be a wild card team. Looking at the NFC West, Seattle. That defense is scary, scary good. This is the Seattle Seahawks division right here. So looking ahead to the playoff picture, for the AFC, I have New England as the one seed. The Pittsburgh Steelers as a two seed. I got the Oakland Raiders as a three seed. The Houston Texans as the four seed. Number five, then, I'm going to go with the Tennessee Titans getting that wild card spot. And then the Kansas City Chiefs, I think, are going to get the final wild card spot in the AFC. Looking at the NFC, I think the Seattle Seahawks are going to get the one seed, which every team in the NFC does not want to see that. That means Seattle's going to have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. I think Green Bay gets the number two seed. Then I have Atlanta getting the third seed, the Giants with the four seed. I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers being a wild card team. And then I have the Philadelphia Eagles being being the six seed and the final wild card team in the NFC. So my Super Bowl prediction this year, a lot of people want to pick New England, and of course, I mean, New England could be there, but I'm going to go against the grain here a little bit. I'm going to go Pittsburgh versus Seattle. I think it's going to be Pittsburgh versus Seattle. That Seattle defense, if they stay healthy, scary good. Scary, scary good for Pittsburgh. So my individual predictions for some individual awards, I think the MVP is going to be Aaron Rodgers this year. He's got so many weapons. There's talk that maybe he throws 50 touchdown passes this year. That could happen. Ty Montgomery, his full-time running back, is a converted wide receiver. He's going to be getting a lot of catches out of the backfield. So I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be putting up some monster numbers this year. Offensive Player of the Year award, I'm going to give it to Aaron Rodgers too. I think he has a chance to have a very memorable season this year. Defensive Player of the Year award, I'm gonna go Khalil Mack on this one. I think he's gonna take that next step. You have J.J. Watt coming back. You have Von Miller still there. I think it's gonna be Khalil Mack this year. For my Offensive Rookie of the Year, I'm gonna go Christian McCaffrey, the running back for the Carolina Panthers. I just think Carolina's gonna be using him in so many different ways: special teams, running back, wide receiver. He's gonna get a lot of touches, and he's scary good with the football. So my Offensive Rookie of the Year winner is going to be Christian McCaffrey. My Defensive Rookie of the Year, I'm going to go Reuben Foster, a linebacker for the San Francisco 49ers. He had an awesome preseason. Big hitter. Has playing with a little chip on his shoulder for falling throughout the draft. So I think Reuben Foster is going to be the Defensive Rookie of the Year. The key for him is he has to stay healthy. But Reuben Foster, when he's healthy and he's on, he's a scary, scary good player. My coach of the year, I'm going to go Mike Mularkey out of the Tennessee Titans. A lot of talk about the Titans potentially being a playoff team this year. If the Titans make the playoffs, I think Mike Mularkey is going to be the head coach of the year this year. So those are my individual predictions for the upcoming NFL season. Now it's time to go over the five games that I'm kind of keeping an eye on for opening weekend here. And there's five of them I have. Five games I'm really keeping an eye on. Seattle, Green Bay, number one. The best game for week one. I mean, this could be a preview of the NFC Championship game. You know what? This game, this week one matchup, could help determine home field advantage in the playoffs already. Aaron Rodgers says he wants home field advantage at Lambeau Field. He's got to take care of business week one at Lambeau Field, and it's going to be tough against that Seattle defense. So I'm looking at Seattle-Green Bay. My next one, Jacksonville-Houston. I'm curious to see what Jacksonville does. A lot of good parts. Can Blake Bortles take that next step and lead this team? But also just the fact that this game's in Houston, with all that's going down there with the flooding and the hurricane, that place is going to be on fire. I mean, that place is going to be electric over there. So that's going to be an exciting game to see. I have Oakland versus Tennessee, two up-and-coming teams in the AFC. I'm curious to see how those two go at it, and that could be a playoff preview right away. The Giants and Cowboys, always a classic matchup and always a really good game. Ezekiel Elliott will be playing, and this may be his last time he plays until midway through the season. And then I'm looking at the New Orleans Saints and Minnesota Vikings game because it's the return of Adrian Peterson. I'm really curious to see that New Orleans offense with three really good running backs now. Does Sean Payton alter his offense a little bit for those three running backs? Because we all know Drew Brees, for the last few years, has loved to throw the football around. He's getting up there in age. Does Sean Payton alter the offense to favor those three solid running backs for the New Orleans Saints? All right, this has been episode one of the Football with Dan Casper podcast. Join us next time as we wrap up week one and look ahead to week two of the NFL season. This is Football with Dan Casper.